No, I just, you just say it. Go ahead.
All right.
I can't do
it. Oh, yeah, because she with the city. Sorry, she won't get in trouble. So, question you were talking about was what do we need to do with the dollars to basically deal with, I would say, the
carceral state. The carceral state.
The carceral state.
You know, the prison system.
So the PIC, Prison Industrial Complex.
Right.
So what we have to do is we have to basically dismantle the School of Prison Pipeline, which is the education system. OSPI right now is creating policies where still white mainstream organizations can get the dollars to come find us and then make us fight over RRPs and make us compete. The bottom line is that we need to change those policies through OSPI, which is Office of Superintendent Public Instruction. All the money is coming to them. They're paying all of the dollars to the school districts, which in most school districts, you don't even see black and brown administrators, black and brown teachers, black and brown folks in those schools. And that's why our black and brown boys and young ladies are being pushed out. So the dollars need to come back to the community, because the black community always educated their kids. We were always educating our kids in the churches, in the Boys and Girls Club, whatever it was. We fed them. Even the whole Black Panthers movement was really about a breakfast. They were feeding the kids breakfast because they knew they needed to feed them so they would want to be educated. So we got to get back to the real Afrocentricity models. The dollars need to come back to the black. And I would say this, everyone is using this word BIPOC, black indigenous people of color. However, I'm still seeing that the letter B is still on the bottom. Why is everybody still using us to get their equity? Even in conversation, what you're talking about, my brothers, what we need to do is, even when we talk about dollars, right, people still always get defensive, always want to protect. But the real issue is the dollars need to get back to the black leaders, the black organizations, the black folks, that mama, that grandmama, that uncle, that cousin, that mentor, whoever that is in that community that know those kids, those dollars need to go to them. And if you have a problem, then let's create an agency, an organization that will be the fiscal agent that will allocate the dollars. We can put contracts in place. We can put MOUs in place. We can put all of the business parameters and make everything good so we can have accountability. But let's bring the dollars back and quit saying that black folks don't know how to spend money. We ain't going to do it right. Yes, we can. We're educated. We know how to deal with money. So whatever we need to do, let's bring that conversation back. And let's really look at South King County, not Seattle King County. Let's look at South King County, which has a lot of gentrification right now. We need to look at Federal Way, specifically, and our partner neighbor, which is Auburn. So I'm here to really talk about Federal Way community, how we get those dollars here to support our black and brown families and students. Federal Way School District is the richest agency. Think about our former superintendent, black lady, was getting $285,000 a year. The question is, how much of that money went to black students to basically continue to basically be ready even after this pandemic? So the question is, where is all that money that has gone to Federal Way School District, which is the richest agency, more than the city of Federal Way is getting? That's the conversation.
I'm with him. I'm good. I'm with him, bro.